The Department of Natural Resources has already done an environmental assessment of plans to develop the Rosendale Dairy Farm in Fond du Lac County, but environmental and citizen groups have been calling for a more extensive environmental impact statement, especially to look at the second phase of the dairy's plans that would eventually take the site from 4,000 cows to 8,000. DNR Water Division Administrator Todd Ames says his agency will do the EIS to make sure the farm would comply with the Clean Water Act and other regulations.
There's a range of questions that were raised in the public comment period. We'll have to respond to those questions, as well as taking a closer look at this proposed second phase of the facility. The first environmental assessment didn't really look at that second phase.
One of the financial partners of Rosendale Dairy, Jim Ostrom, says he'll work with the DNR. But Ostrom says the project has been in the works for a couple of years and has had input from other local and state agencies.
It's designed to be environmentally sound and to be a win-win for the environment and for the local economy. We view this as a disappointing delay, to be honest. There's a lot of jobs at stake here in Wisconsin. It doesn't take long for any of us to figure that out. We're all terrified about the economic future. And Wisconsin needs jobs, and this is delaying jobs.
Ostrom says Rosendale Dairy will eventually have 75 employees and help create other jobs in the community. He says the dairy is bringing in its first 700 cows this week. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.